Echo and Harper Audio present The Vortex, a true story of history's deadliest storm, an unspeakable war, and liberation, by Scott Carney and Jason Michelin. Read by Vikas Adam. A note before we begin. For maps of South Asia and East Pakistan in 1970, notes on the text, and a selected bibliography, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/The Vortex. Author's note. This book is the product of more than 200 interviews over 4 years, multiple trips to Bangladesh, and correspondence with sources in Bangladesh, Pakistan, India, the United States, the United Kingdom, South Africa, and elsewhere. We have spoken with cyclone survivors, freedom fighters, members of the Pakistani military, historians, scientists, policymakers, hotel employees, TV broadcasters, climate experts, and other individuals who all contributed valuable pieces to the puzzle. Our archival research spans an additional 750 sources, including books, academic articles, reports, newspaper and magazine articles, government statements, and other publications. Some documents, like Yahya Khan's service record, are presented here publicly for the first time. These sources helped contextualize our characters' experiences and validate the stories we collected from eyewitnesses. For ease of reading, we do not employ in-text citations. Instead, we present the reference section in endnotes, which you can find in the enhancement, noting the relevant text. This book is a work of narrative nonfiction. While all details herein are true and research-based, the act of putting disparate pieces together in a way that puts the reader in the historical moment required us to make judgments at times about motivations and states of mind that are not preserved in the historical record. In some places, we condensed timelines, dialogues, competing perspectives, and peripheral details for clarity and to better bring out the essence of the events. For example, some scenes combine events that occurred over multiple days into a single narrative moment. In other places, we extrapolate minor pieces of dialogue, mannerisms, and presumable emotional responses in places where the participants themselves did not remember the specific details of a conversation that happened 50 years ago. For transparency, we have referenced all such instances in the notes section. These stylistic edits have no material bearing on the factual events we present, and responsibility for any errors or possible misinterpretations remain ours alone. Furthermore, as you'll see in the enhancement, we opted to use the spellings of locations, military ranks, and people that were in use in 1970 in order to preserve the flavor of the moment. So cities like Kolkata and Dhaka appear in this text as Kolkata and Dhaka. Similarly, we chose the spelling Manpura over Monpura, despite both spellings being in popular usage. We refer to our central sources by their first names instead of their last names to avoid the confusion that would emerge where people share common family names. Prologue. Blackout. Bay of Bengal. November 11th, 1970. 24 hours before landfall. White mist surged across the Mahajag Mitra's bridge, and the ship's aging frame creaked with each menacing gust. The man in charge, Captain Nasseri, watched the pressure fall a bit more on his ship's barometer and paced the length of the control room. With its holds crammed to capacity with jute fiber and steel, the ship rocked ominously as it inched toward the open sea. Nasseri and his ship were leaving the great Hooghly River, the westernmost finger of India's Ganges Delta and one of the world's most troublesome waterways. The Hooghly meets the Bay of Bengal at a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?